Hey everyone, welcome to the Greenside Podcast. I am your host, Graciela Martin, and I am super happy to be with you. I know for a while I kind of went MIA. The podcast is a lot of work. It's very hard to continue on, especially with life going on in between. But thanks for being patient with me, and I'm really excited about this new season. So this year, I was offered a unique opportunity to visit the Synced Live 2024 conference. If you're not familiar with Synced, I encourage you to get familiar with it because it is truly an amazing resource, and Angelique Robb, which is the owner and founder, is doing amazing things. Angelique Robb really seeks to bridge the gap between landscape design, build, and maintenance. This is the first time I've ever heard the term green industry. Now, I might be really late in the game, but I thought it was very interesting that seeing landscape maintenance contractors design all under one umbrella under the term green industry. And the reason why I think that I've never quite heard this term before is because I'm used to the siloing of all of those aspects of the green industry. I never really saw it underneath one umbrella. And I think this opens up one misunderstood topic within the landscape architecture industry specifically. So let's say you're a landscape architecture student getting your MLA, and someone hears you say landscape architecture. And then you explain to them that you design anywhere in between a building, right? Anywhere green. And the first assumption that people usually make is, oh, wait, you're getting your degree for putting in the landscaping like those guys with bright orange and green sweatshirts? Like, what? And then you're like, no, I'm the designer. And then you get slightly offended that someone thought you were spending an arm and a leg just to get your degree in landscape maintenance, right? So you have no idea how many times I've had to correct people on this common misconception. But I have to confess that the slight distinctions we make between landscape maintenance and landscape architecture and design is blinding us from the reality that without landscape maintenance, our hard-earned degrees in design are useless. Here's why. Landscape maintenance is the lifespan of the projects that we do, of our work. And this is why I think that what Angelique Robb is doing at Synced is important work. The miscommunication between designers, builders, contractors, maintenance guys, it shortens the lifespan of any project we put our fingers on. Hence why I think the term green industry is the best term I've heard. We are the people that are literally concerned about the landscape. And the more that we silo each other, the less good work can be done. So in further episodes, I will dive more in depth as to the siloing of people within the green industry. But I wanted to pull out one key aspect I think and truly believe is a crucial component to any industry, or even as a student or as an individual, and that is leadership. Now, while I was in Atlanta, I thought a lot about leadership, even before the conference conversations were going on. And after taking up a new exciting position within a landscape architecture firm in Hollywood, Florida, I thought a lot about how I could improve my work ethic. You know, how can I be better at time managing? How can I take more responsibility for the projects given to me? How can I be a better teammate, right? We're working within a team. So how can I improve my communication with my team members? I definitely learned a few things and am learning a few things within the job, but it wasn't until I interviewed people with either no degree or with a degree and with grit, hard work, and they are CEOs of their own companies. Leadership is always a term I've defined in this way. A prominent person within the industry or company who take charge and makes the company money. Right? Pretty straightforward. But since my recent interviews, I've had a change of definition. Leadership can be anyone in any position that seeks the highest good for their associates, customer, classmates, family, coworkers, etc. Why this change? My conversation with these green industry leaders showed me something that I hadn't seen before. Anyone can be a leader. You can lead from anywhere you are. You might be a student working on your latest design project and be a leader. The student could be doing really good, hard work for their project, but they might then say, you know what, I really want to teach my classmates on this skill I've developed, and I'm going to make a workshop for everyone, right? That's a leader. You're helping everyone, you're sharing and not gatekeeping that information, and you seek to lift others up. So I had the chance of interviewing 4 industry leaders: Carita Cohen, which is the COO of Green Magic Landscaping; Austin Roth, founder since 12 years old, 12 years old, A Lucky Landscaping; Jim McCutcheon, CEO of High Grove Partners; and Frank Mariani, owner of Mariani Landscape and founder of Mariani Premier Group. Now, I had very short interviews, but I've learned a lot from them, and I hope that you can glean from them as well. Make sure that you listen for those very specific comments about leadership, because I truly believe that it would be so helpful for anyone in any industry. I hope you enjoy and look forward to the next few weeks, where I'll be releasing 4 interviews of these green industry leaders.